Now, we've been talking about developments in Stoke-on-Trent city centre this morning, particularly the new council headquarters, which is part of the Smithfield development. Just up the road from there, we've been waiting for work on a new shopping centre to start. City Central. It's been talked about for a while. There was controversy over the spelling of its name, then doubts over the size of the scheme. Well, this morning, the developer behind it, Realis Estates, has confirmed it will put in smaller plans for the old bus station on site before March. Duncan Mathiasen is its managing director and with us this morning. Good morning. Thanks for coming in.
Hi, good morning.
The first thing you're looking to do is overhaul the shop units between McDonald's and Abercan Fabrics. What will you be doing there and when will that happen?
Well, our intention is to take forward both aspects of the scheme at the same time. They'll run in parallel. It's just that there's certain parts can move quicker due to the size and scale compared to the main scheme itself, which will take a little while longer. So phase one, as we are classing it, is the Parliament roadblock. It's always been part of the development plans that we've always had for City Central. We've just chosen to bring those forward now to show our commitment and dedication to the city. What it will involve will be the demolition of the existing buildings and providing new quality retail buildings in the same location, which will create a seamless link from McDonald's down to Old Hall Street and across the new scheme when we commence with phase two.
And when will phase two start?
Well, obviously, we're in discussions with the local authority at the present time. I think Phil McCann, your Phil McCann, spoke with the leader on Friday and he made him aware of that. And we are in dialogue with the City Council at the present time. We're trying to finalise the arrangements of exactly what the site will now encompass and entail. And we hope to do that, as you've just said, in quarter one next year to allow us to move forward with our plans.
What are you thinking then? What do you envisage?
It's going to be predominantly retail-led. The council are very keen to try and accommodate some residential, perhaps in the periphery. It's early days.
It's not early days. You've had this site for years.
Yeah, of course. But as the leader said in his interview earlier, the economic factors that we've gone through in the world over the last 6-7 years have had a huge effect. The changes in retail have had a huge effect, and the cumulative effect of that has meant that the scheme does need to be altered and changed. In addition, obviously, Inchu have now moved forward with their leisure development, and therefore there is no point in us replicating something that the city is already in the process of getting. So
has
changes needed to be made.
Has the Portsmouth Centre stolen your thunder then? You've missed the boat here, haven't you?
Perhaps we've missed the boat with regard to the cinema side, but the good thing is the city is getting a new cinema. I think it's really important. Any form of development in the city centre is a good thing. There is still a real need for retail development within the city centre. There have been recent reports that have been produced that have shown that. We're just following in those footsteps, and we do intend to take a scheme forward as soon as we possibly can.
The current agreement you have with the city council includes paying lots of money towards the cost of the new bus station, which is already built and operating. Will you still be paying that? And will you still be paying as much as you agreed all those years ago?
Of course, if we enter into a new arrangement with the city council, a payment will be made. We're yet to determine what the scale and size of the new scheme will be, and therefore that payment at this stage is unknown. But a payment will be made to the local authority in due course, and once we're in the position that we actually reach agreement on how we move forward.
How much lower than the original agreement is that payment likely to be?
That's yet to be determined. Without knowing what the content of the scheme is it's very difficult to calculate those sort of things, and it will still be a significant payment that will be made to the local authority in due course. The previous payment was also, from our perspective, was very much seen as a premium payment for their portion of land, for the old bus station land. That doesn't necessarily change in this instance. So the significant payment, on whichever form it will take, will still be made to the local authority if we can press forward and reach some agreement with them in due course.
So we're still talking several million pounds?
Yes, then? Absolutely.
The Coachmakers Arms has been controversial, and the original plans were to knock it down. Would that still need to happen with what you've got in mind?
As I said earlier, we're in discussions with the City Council, not only in content, but the size and scale of the development that will be built. I think it would be remiss of me or wrong of me to say at this particular point what the exact site will encompass. So it's under consideration at the present time.
So it's not definitely going then?
It may or may not go because we haven't yet agreed what the new site boundary will be.
How can you change the site boundary when you own the land? I don't really understand that.
We own a proportion of land. The council own a proportion of land. And of course, there was an element, the Birch Terrace element, if I can call it that, was obviously going to be compulsory purchased. So it's whether or not we wish to proceed with a compulsory purchase site or whether or not we proceed with our own land holding along with the council's land holdings to simplify matters to deliver a quicker development.
And what's your feeling at the moment? What's your preferred option?
It's, as I say, we're in discussions. We're open-minded on both. We just want to produce the right scale and size of development that'll be right for the city moving forward.
Are you glad you haven't already built it? Because if you'd gone ahead with your original scheme, from what we're being told by you and by the City Council and by independent experts, it would have probably been the wrong thing.
No, not at all. I think at the time, at the outset, it was absolutely the right thing for the city. I think if we had managed to move forward with an anchor store in the nature of Marks and Spencer's that we had, and also the leisure operators that we had at that particular time, it would have been an extremely successful development and one that would have moved the city forward. However, we are where we are. I do still believe that a smaller scale scheme will be of huge benefit to the city and will be a significant improvement to the retail offer that is currently in place.
I know you don't want to give us the explicit detail, but let me just put a couple of questions to you, because I think people are perhaps running out of patience with this particular site and want to see something there. Marks and Spencer, you mentioned as a potential anchor tenant. Has that offer now gone?
That offer is gone because obviously the scheme that was currently there has changed. It's gone. Obviously, they have now opened in Woolstanton.
You've missed the boat on that one as well?
That's not necessarily the case. Marks and Spencer is more often than not in a city the size of Stoke. Elsewhere in the UK will have, as they currently do, two stores, but generally of a higher quality than the current store that's there at the present time in the city centre. So it's certainly, we have not missed the boat in that regard at all, but it would be wrong of us to approach retailers as we're still in negotiations with the local authority and what they wish to see in, within the new development. And once after we've agreed with that, we've agreed our way forward with that, we will then obviously go out and speak to the retailers at that particular time.
Give us an idea then of what you are talking about, because at the moment this is all kind of a bit out there, and I do want to try and pin you down on some things. How many shops do you envisage being on the old bus station site?
That's difficult to say because, once again, we're not sure of the overall development. There'll be a significant number of shops. We generally feel what still lacks in the city centre is large footplate shops to allow the bigger retailers to come in. Just obviously the topography of the city centre and also the age of the Potteries Centre, it's very difficult to create large footprints. So that is what we intend to focus on and we would like to try and drive forward. We're obviously listening to what the council wish to try and accommodate within the development as well to allow us to move forward. So
would it be like a retail park then? Because they're large footprint shops.
Well, they are, but obviously the.
So it won't be like a retail. I'm just trying to find out, Duncan, what you're thinking here.
It won't be like a retail park. It'll be very much built in an inner city built environment of quality buildings, not your crinkly tin shed you would normally associate with a retail park. It will probably be more streetscape. It may still be covered, but it'll be more of a streetscape feel. It will be open-ended before you can walk through from Parliament Row through to the bus station to have that seamless link from McDonald's down into the bus station, and therefore could be seen as an extension, a new street extending the city through the city centre retail offer through to the bus station itself.
So it doesn't sound like it'll be a shopping centre.
Oh, it certainly will be a shopping centre.
It'll look like a street.
Well, there's many examples now of shopping centres that are built more of an open nature that still are called shopping centres, are treated as a shopping centre, managed as a shopping centre in a private environment, and that would be the intention here too.
And how much of the old bus station will be built on?
In its entirety. I would envisage the bus station absolutely in its entirety.
So you're looking to put planning in for this early next year? How soon could the diggers be there?
What we have to do is we will lodge a planning application for the Parliament Row development in quarter one next year. We will follow, during quarter one next year, we'd like to agree the plans with the local authority. Once we've agreed the plans with the local authority, we'll immediately press the button and working on the planning application. And therefore, towards the middle to the end of next year, a planning application will be submitted and we'll be able to update and update in the progress of being able to attract anchor tenants and retailers to the scheme at that particular time.
And how soon will we be able to shop in there?
Well, I think phase one, I would like to think, will be built within the next 12 to 18 months.
And phase two, which is the bus station
which
site.
Is the bigger scheme. Well, we'd like to think, it obviously still takes quite some time to build a shopping centre. It probably still take 18 months to 2 years to build. And it would be nice to think that we're actually on site in approximately 18 months' time. So still some time away, but these things do take time.
Don't we know it? How long do you think, how confident are you that this will happen, this smaller scheme?
I'm extremely confident the smaller scheme will happen. It's of a scale of size that many cities have been able to deliver in recent years. I think every city's found it difficult to build a major shopping centre in recent years. And I now believe that the scheme can be taken forward. So yes, I'm very confident indeed.
Will you make money on this or not?
Well, I very much hope so. We've invested significant sums of money in the city, over £30 million